This is Great Songs for Dads.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know if my headphones are working, but...
Well, you sound fine to me, so you're going through. My name is Henry, and my name is also Daniela, and...
I'm here.
And that's also... He's there. And today's a very, 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 very special day. And you might be thinking it's election day, and that's not what I'm referring to. It is a Tufts Friday. It's a Tufts Friday.
Guess what? Tufts Friday. Yeah. Tufts Friday supremacy. Pennsylvania, not a real state. Nevada, not a real state.
But you know what is real?
Tufts Friday.
Tufts Friday has been there for us since this morning when we needed it most. Thank God for Tufts Friday.
Oh my God. Thank God for Tufts Friday.
We hope that you're having a very fun Friday.
We hope you're having a very Tufts Friday today.
And the theme of our show today, as you can guess, is obviously Tufts Friday. Mm-hmm. All of our songs somehow do relate back to Tufts Friday.
Of course, yeah. And the first song coming in actually does relate back to Tufts Friday.
Actually, it does.
It does, actually, because, you know... Friday, I don't know about you, Daniela, but I don't have any classes on Fridays.
I do have classes, Henry, but that's okay. Give the spiel anyway.
So, I don't have any classes on Fridays, and so if Tuesday is a Tufts Friday, that means I don't have any classes on Tuesdays. So that means I get to sleep.
Oh, and what are you going to do when you sleep?
I'm going to when you sleep. By my bloody Valentine.
So the joke that just happened there is the song that's going to be played is...
called When You Sleep. My mom is a huge shoegaze fan. She loves shoegaze.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she loves it so much. So
I didn't pin her as a shoegazer.
Oh, she's such a fan of shoegaze. Anything with like a big fuzzy guitars, she loves it. So
vocals that you have to strain every bone in your body in order to hear and to understand.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's called shoegaze because they can't look at women in the eye.
Yes.
Kevin Shields is rolling in his grave. I think he's dead. I don't know. But this is what I was doing today, which is When You Sleeping.
We'll be right back. the ocean. Not yet sick of sycophants telling you the true lies. Like no moon is high, hollow as a hallway. Your fist fits right through me. If I split my body into two men, would you then love me better? Octopus myself, so you weather this sea poly. Sea poly. Just love dancing. Polly, Polly, Polly. I don't wanna live here. Sometimes don't wanna live at all. I want to be cotton candy in the mouth of many a lover, saccharine and slick technicolor. I'll dissolve. I know that oneself is evolving to rain and spit. You make me go and stay.
Welcome back, and to reiterate, happy Tufts Friday.
Happy Tufts Friday,
woo!
Everybody.
We
it's
can't
a Tufts
stop
Friday.
Talking about it. We can't stop thinking about it. You just heard, what did you just hear? What is it? Polly. By Moses Sumney.
Wants a cracker.
Who I have no idea who this artist is. No idea who this artist is. He just came up on my recommended... But I think he has kind
the
of like
algorithm.
A
Dijon. It's the algorithm.
The algorithm watches
guys,
you. It listens.
Guys, we all...
Henry, you're just not into the mic, dude.
Meta stock is plummeting. If we all need to go into Horizon World right now, and we can rebound and help Mark Zuckerberg, and we can help his stock rebound. We'll have a place to go when the world is failing us. There will be a great Songs for Dads themed world. We're going to be playing Polly by Moses Sumney. Guys, it's going to be great. Meta is plummeting to 100,000 monthly users. Their yearly goal is 500,000. We can rebuild Horizon World and be better. Everybody just like get an Oculus for Christmas. I'm sure it's discounted. We can all pitch in. We can save the metaverse.
This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you, Henry. Yeah, I think that song was kind of like Dijon-esque, or who's that other King Cruel? You like King Cruel? That's literally, yeah, that's like out getting ribs, right?
Curl,
yeah,
that's
no,
King
that's
sounds.
King
He's
Cruel.
Like, oh, my biscuits and my tea.
I just think that I was very surprised to learn he's a skinny little dude with red hair. Did you know, like...
That's exactly what I feel like I picture when
does
I
that feel
sing.
Right to you?
Yeah, it feels exactly right to me that he's just, like, a really thin ginger boy.
It's the George Ezra paradox, where it's, like, this, like, powerful, deep, strong, like, smooth voice, but it's just, like, a little guy.
Yeah, just a little man.
Just a man. Next up... Oh, God, Henry, are you having the Strokes?
Oh, my face is freezing off. I think I'm having one of those. I forget what they're called. I think I'm having one of the Strokes right now.
Oh, which one? Is it the...
Oh, God, my eyes of the world are...
Are they stroking up?
They're stroking up. Oh, my God.
So the joke that just happened there is the song that you're going to hear next is called Eyes of the World by the Strokes.
Yes, off of their album, First Impressions of Earth. It's slept on because it's not really that good.
Is it When You Slept On? Is it When You Sleep?
Yeah, it's When You Sleep. When
it's
you
on.
Sleep, you sleep on the eyes of the world. But
yes.
The Strokes are coming up. Hopefully my face unstrokes itself.
Sometimes it feels like the world is falling asleep. How do you wake someone up?
chair. Pay no mind to me and my Barnegat hair. Method and madness, nothing to discuss. In the dark, waiting on my eyes to adjust. Any day now.
All right, guys, you're about to hear me get quizzed on air.
No, I decided I would. We can do it anyway. Okay, Henry, that song that we just heard, that's called Anywhere by Madison Cunningham. The first question is, did it or did it not have a funky time signature?
It did have a funky time signature.
Were the verses or were the choruses funky?
It was the choruses.
No. So the choruses were in 4/4, easy, but... what were the verses in?
The verses were in 7/8.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd say 7/4, but I guess that might be open to interpretation. If anybody wants to call in, same idea. Good work. Yay.
Guys, I passed.
You get a radio show for the next 40-ish minutes.
This is the greatest gift ever. I'm so happy right now.
I know, it's so niche and rare and unexpected. Anyway, Madison Cunningham, I played her a couple weeks ago on the show. I saw her live weeks ago in Boston. I think she's very cool. She's like young, kind of fresh out of Berkeley, and does a lot of funky math rock time signature stuff. The band that she was touring with was also so impressive. But she's singing, she's playing lead guitar, and it's just, I don't know. I think that, like, yes, this is a very trained and, like, musically intelligent person. Yes. Next.
damn, I just need, you know what I really need in my life? I'm so single right now.
Oh, is it, do you need a,
I need a hard-headed woman. That's right. I need a woman who works in construction, wears hard hats.
Just in case. Well, you might need a woman, but I need a cat.
You need a cat?
And guess what I think I might name him?
Yusuf Cat Stevens?
Yes, that's the one.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm really thirsty right now. And it's a little cool, chilly out now. I might put up some water so I can have some tea for the Tillerman.
See, I'm looking at my phone where the album cover is not displayed. And I'm like, where is he going with this? I can't pop along.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you couldn't the joke guess, there.
If you couldn't guess, we're going to play another Stroke song for you.
Bad joke.
Yeah, this is Hard-Headed Woman coming up by Yusuf Cat Stevens off of Tea for the Tillerman. Very wholesome little, like, folk album. I forget if this was in Harold and Maude or not. That's a movie that's, like, really weird and, like, a cult classic, but, like, doesn't really deserve to be a cult classic.
Who's Harold and who's Maude?
Us. We are Harold and Maude.
This is Great Songs for Dads. I'm Maude.
I am Harold, and this is Hard-Headed Woman by Cat Stevens.
I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I won't need nobody else. No, no, no. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, headed woman, one who'll make me do my best. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I know the rest of my life will be blessed. Yes, yes, yes. I know a lot of fancy dancers, people who can glide you on the floor. Oh, oh. They move so smooth but have no answers. Oh, 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 oh. When you ask what you come here for, I don't why. Make me do my best.
And if I find my hard-headed woman,
ska was just Festival Song by Jeff Rosenstock, who is the lead singer dude of Bomb the Music Industry, who, and they're both, they're ska adjacent. I'm not sure if
ska adjacent.
Oh, it's ska adjacent.
It's ska adjacent.
Oh, did you think that that song was Scottish? I feel like it's not that evident in that one, but some of his music is pretty.
I could taste some whiffs of ska. In
a little.
I could
taste,
smell
a little
taste of ska. A little whiff of ska.
Ska.
Smells like ska. Have you ever seen Bear in the Big Blue House?
I have not.
There's a moment in Bear in the Big Blue House at the start of every episode where the bear who lives in the Big Blue House will come up and smell you.
Wait, what color is the house that the bear lives in?
Big. He comes up to the TV and he's like, "Oh, what's up, friend?" And then he goes.
And that's you doing the voiceover, right?
Yeah.
I forgot that was like your fun fact.
Yeah, exactly. I was the bear.
Yeah, yeah. There was a time, everyone.
I was like, "Welcome to my house. The color is big." You smell so bad. The show was canceled very quickly.
I don't want to do the PSA yet. Let's play a couple more songs.
You're not ready?
No.
Okay. All right. We are a community radio station, which means we will do a PSA later. But right now...
We make you wait.
We make you wait. We build up the anticipation.
We like a good build here at WMFO.
We like a good build so that you can bottle up and explode. Alternate version.
Elliot Smith. I have no jokes easing into that one.
Smelliot Smith.
Oh, more like Smelliot Smith.
Yeah, more like smelly it's Smith. He's so... Elliot Smith definitely
more
smelled
like
so
it's
bad.
It's smelly, it's like Teen Spirit. Smith.
Smith. Elliot Smith definitely smelled so bad. That's just my...
Yeah. You think he showers like once a month?
He doesn't shower. I've seen photos of him. He's grimy. I watched Good Will Hunting recently. Elliot Smith did the soundtrack. This was not on the soundtrack. This is an alternate version of the song Bottle Up and Explode, which is off of EXO. But this is on the Either Or Deluxe version, which is the album that came out before EXO. So this is just like an alternate version, which I think is a little bit like harder, rougher, if that makes sense. And then at the end, there's a little bonus treat at the end of the song. You get to hear...
Ooh, it's just a bonus.
You get to hear him play Pictures of Me on the organ, and it's delightful. It's so nice and so pleasant. So here's some Smelliot Smith coming up at you. Thank you.
just lay there in their prime. Two-headed boy with pulleys and weights, creating a radio blade just for two in the parlor with a moon across her face. Christmas trees in the snow, and I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when
dark, we will take off our clothes, and they'll be placing fingers through the notches in your spine. This was Two-Headed Boy by Neutral Milk Hotel, by the Nucci's, by the Nucci Brothers. You probably haven't heard of them. They're very underground. Henry, have you heard of them? I haven't heard of them
either. I didn't hear of them until you played them this second.
Honestly, just when I read the title, when the title just came to me as I was announcing, was when I first heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know how this got into our playlist, but I mean, it's pretty awesome. I think I might tell all my friends about it now.
Hey, have you guys heard of Nucci Milky?
Have you heard of Nucci Milk?
Milk Nucci Hoodie?
Nucci Milk Hoodie?
Nucci Milk Coat?
Nucci Milk Hotel?
Well, we'll take off our clothes and place fingers in your spine.
Yeah.
It's a really good line. It connects with Henry for sure.
Oh, yeah. Connects with me on a very personal level.
Very, very personal level. You know, the whole spine, yeah, clothes thing.
Love spines.
And I think at this point, we are a public community radio.
A radio of the people.
And due to that, I'm going to read the most jank firearm safety PSA I've ever seen. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm.
Yes.
Rule zero.
Not rule one, rule zero, guys.
All
this is
guns are always loaded. It's like you're indexing in computer science. Shout out computer science.
Shout out people
those
who
of
do
you
computer
who
science.
Understood that feel really special.
Y'all
right
are
now.
Nerds.
Y'all feel really good because you get that. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot.
And you have made
Rule
the decision
three,
to destroy.
Are you ready? Rule
yes.
three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. This has been a public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. It's just like, it's not really advising you to not shoot. It's
right,
just like,
guys,
be sure of what you're shooting.
Be sure that what you want to point your gun at, something you want to destroy, don't put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to destroy it. Absolutely.
Just mentally prep yourself before you destroy.
Before you destroy, and then be mindful of what's behind it when you start destroying.
It's just, it's so odd.
Yeah. But one thing that I don't want to destroy, Outcast.
Don't be an outcast.
Don't be an outcast by destroying something that you don't want to destroy.
You know who told me that? This elementary school teacher of mine.
Oh, really? What was her name?
Miss Jackson. By Outcast Radio Mix. If you guys didn't get that, the song is going to play next. It's called Miss Jackson. It's the Radio Mix, and it's by Outcast.
Yes, Danconia, forever, 1,000 years.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, baby mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. Doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. Feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
10 times out of 9. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. Skillin' those homegirls and got sent up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left to straddle and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my call and I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, envy, cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones, you can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
That was Immaterial by
Immaterial.
Sophie. And we had so much fun listening to that. We love some good hyper pop on the show. We blasted up the speakers in the station.
We were raving, guys. It was like a full-blown rave.
It was insane.
In
you
here.
Guys wish you were here, and originally we were going to play a Beck song, but now Henry and I are so hyped on hyper pop that we're going to do another hyper pop song, which is called Moving like a zombie. By... Who's it by?
It's a huge cipher. It features so many people. It's Eric Doa. It's produced by Umru. It has Sebi. It has Angelus. It has a bunch of other people on it.
All these guys. Because we just want the energy, and it's a fun song. And yeah. Henry and I both share joint love for the song.
Exactly. So we're...
Special treat.
Are we going to play ourselves out with it?
Yeah. We'll kill it in a couple of minutes, but...
Yeah, we'll play ourselves out with it. So, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, so yeah. True. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Have a good day. Enjoy the zombie music.
Enjoy the Tufts Friday.
on me. Walking around the store, I'm Oxy. Take a picture, I'm a post paparazzi. Fucking drinking, moving like a zombie. Three bands on me. Walking around the store, I'm Oxy. Take a picture, I'm a post paparazzi. Moving like a zombie. Do you hate me?
I don't know. Maybe
serotonin got the kid and I ain't talking about the name. Like shit, I know that nobody can save me. Pull up in a taxi, eyes get hazy.
Maybe I can't. I can just describe it. I can't do it.
I'm feeling better ever since that we're through. I can check on you.
I have a feeling I'm screwed.
DPK certified, boy, you not us. Might fall from the trees like a sawdust. Hello, my name's Dante. I don't know where I popped up.
Fuck.
Drinking, moving like a zombie. Three bitch, that's on me. Yeah, walk around the store off an Oxy. Can't take a picture of my post, paparazzi. I've been drinking, moving like a zombie. She said, do you hate me? I don't know, maybe. Serotonin got the kid and I ain't talking Navy. Bitch, nobody can save me. Pull up to a taxi, eyes getting hazy. DBK certified, boy, you're not us. Money fall from a tree, yeah, just like sawdust. I'm in love with Dante ever since he popped up. I met him in New York, I was so starstruck.
It's too easy, I think I got the beat, like my name's Dylan Brady. Every day I wake up and it's